Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
EPA backs snowmobile ban in Yellowstone and Grand Tetons. The Environmental Protection Agency wants snowmobiles banned from Yellowstone and neighboring Grand Teton National Parks because the agency says even limited numbers could produce enough pollution to violate clean air standards. The EPA view was raised as the National Park Service considers whether to bar snowmobiles, with a decision expected in November. The EPA released its report last Monday, repeating an assertion the agency made 3 years ago. Banning snowmobiles is the best available protection for air quality, wildlife, and the health of people who work and visit the parks. Questioning the EPA study, the snowmobile industry said the EPA's findings ignore data from manufacturers that show some new engine designs are cleaner and quieter than even a couple of years ago. I'm really surprised that the EPA didn't look at all of that, said Jack Welch, president of Blue Ribbon Coalition, a Pocatello, Idaho-based group that advocates keeping federal lands open to snowmobilers and other motorized recreation. Environmental groups praised the EPA's position as backing up the Clinton-era decision to roll back snowmobile use. If there was any doubt about the right course of action, the EPA has removed it, said John Catton, a spokesman for the Greater Yellowstone Coalition. Shortly before leaving office, the Clinton administration adopted a plan to ban all recreational snowmobiling in the parks by next winter. The International Snowmobile Manufacturers Association filed a lawsuit, and as part of a settlement, the Park Service was ordered to conduct a second environmental impact study. Two of four options included in a draft study released last February recommended prohibition of snowmobiles. The other two suggested capping the number entering through West Yellowstone and requiring stricter emission controls. In last Monday's report, the EPA warned that the proposed caps probably won't go far enough to meet clean air standards. The gradual phase-out of snowmobiles also would likely result in noncompliance with air quality standards, the report said. Yellowstone, the world's oldest national park, is among the nation's signature parks. Its forests, fields, and mountains are abundant with roaming bison, elk, geysers, lakes, and streams. Its 2.2 million acres stretch from the rocky northwest corner of Wyoming into southern Montana and eastern Idaho. The 310,000-acre Grand Teton Park lies south of Yellowstone. Up to 1,000 snowmobilers ride into the parks on winter weekends, mostly through West Yellowstone, Montana, and along a 32-mile road to Old Faithful, the geyser famed for its regular eruptions. On cold, windless days, a blue haze covers the gate and the route, and workers have complained of sore throats, burning eyes, and lethargy. This last winter, workers at the West Gate entrance wore Park Service-issued respirators. And we thank the Associated Press for this story. Eastern Forest Defense Direct Action Camp, May 28th through June 3rd in southern Indiana in the middle of the Great Eastern Hardwood Forest. All activists, forest dwellers, concerned citizens, and others ready and willing to act on behalf of our forests are invited to attend. We want to focus on evolving nonviolent direct action tactics. Join us in southern Indiana as we share skills, techniques, and ideas for defending our forests. We would like to share the latest skills in tree sitting, road blockades, etc., and come up with new ideas unique to our ecosystems for forest defense. We'll put together affinity groups, forest action groups, so come on down, the forest needs you. The camp website and application can be found at www.athenscommons.org/actioncamp. That's www.athenscommons.org/actioncamp. If you'd like other information, contact Kitua Earth First River Faction. Their number 865-673-5083. That's 865-673-5083. Or write email to sandinolives@yahoo.com. That's sandinolives@yahoo.com. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come